Once Adam HaRishon committed the chait of the Eitz Hadas, his nature changed intrinsically. The world was created with imperfections, and Adam HaRishon's job was always to complete the world, and all things were equal so that he could benefit from his own work, so that it should be a challenge and it should be fair. But now, those imperfections, after his sin, they increase considerably. And not only did Adam HaRishon become, and all of us, by default, become much less perfect, the whole world was affected. The job of perfection, both on himself and on the world, became much more difficult. Initially, it was much simpler for him to avoid evil and the imperfections in the world, and to connect to what was good, and through that achieve perfection. The reason was because he wasn't the cause of the imperfection. He hadn't ruined the world. It was just what Hashem had naturally imbued the world and created it in a way that it needed perfection, and it wasn't that difficult. It was relatively, compared to what happened afterwards, it was easy to choose the right thing and to gain perfection from that. As soon as he would avoid whatever pitfalls Hashem built in, he would achieve perfection. But now, through his own actions, he distanced the world from Hashem, and he created a barrier between the world and Hashem. He fell in his whole own level greatly. The chisaron, those imperfections, became a part of him. So his work was not only harder, it was also doubled. He had to first purify himself in order to revert back to the stage he was before the chait of the Eitz Hadas. And only after he had accomplished that could he now begin to do the job that he was assigned originally at creation, to choose perfection, toiv, over ra. But in addition, Hashem decreed that it is impossible for the body to achieve perfection as is. Initially, when Adam would have achieved his goal, both the physical body and the neshama would join in total connection to Hashem. But now that that isn't possible anymore, the physical body must undergo destruction before it can be rebuilt to once again serve Hashem with perfection. That's why Hashem decreed death upon mankind, because that was the only way that their bodies, our physical self, could achieve the level of Adam HaRishon before his chet. It has to disappear. It has to be totally broken down and rebuilt through Tchiyas HaMeisim. And when it's rebuilt, as Hashem, when Tchiyas HaMeisim happens, it's rebuilt in the form that Adam HaRishon originally had. And then we can achieve the true perfection we're meant to achieve. The world has to undergo this process as well. Like Chazal say, the world will last 6,000 years, and then there'll be 1,000 years of Charban. The 1,000 years of destruction are equivalent to the death and decomposition of a person. Now, we don't know exactly what that means. We don't know if 6,000 years means 6,000 years, 1,000 years means 1,000 years. The meaning is not so clear to us, but conceptually, that's what it means. Conceptually, it means that the world will have to undergo this process of being broken down and rebuilt, just as every person, every man, every woman, every child has to go through this process of living, dying, and being rebuilt as the perfect person. After the time, all mankind will be rebuilt with Tchiyas Meisim, as will the world. So according to this, the true time that we will receive the reward is in that rebuilt world. That's Olam Haba. And only then can we truly enjoy the connection to Hashem with our purified guf and neshama together. However, at that point, there will be a marked difference between people. Those who put in the effort to perfect themselves in our world, worked hard on purifying their neshama, will reap the reward of those efforts. According to the amount they worked, that is the level of purity and perfection their neshama will have reached, and thereby be able to impact the physical body as well, bringing it to perfection and purity. They both will become precious, great, and be able to connect and enjoy the presence of Hashem in a much larger fashion than others who did not.